Austin, you do miracles. See, God, listen, God can do all things. Amen. But I want you to hear this. When I am loved, I say this all the time. When, if I have somebody that loves me, and I know that you got my back. Come on. I tell my wife that no matter what comes against me, I know I got God, but there's something that helps me to know that you got my back. Just lift up my arms. There's nothing greater than knowing that somebody's got your back. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, amen. God's got somebody. God's got a David for you. Come on. God's got somebody in your life that'll lift you up, that'll celebrate you, that'll cause you to run, that'll tell you they love you, that there's something within them. Come on, it might be this person for a while. Maybe God will bring somebody else in your life. But there's somebody out there that God wants to present them to you, to help you through your situation, to show you that He loves you. And when you got that, there's some, man, you could get through anything, man. I got this. Watch people go through tremendous things knowing that they're loved. I'm loved. Amen? Let's go. But we need to look. Sometimes we look hard for problems, but we need to look hard to glorify God. I need to find a way. I need to find something. And I begin to navigate through my day to find something to glorify God for. I want to navigate my day and declare and give God glory for this, whatever I'm in. To present in Him with glory and give Him thanks and honor for this, wherever I'm at. Amen? So creating glory, creating that place. You are glory producers. Amen? And Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters. And He had heard that, therefore, that he was sick. But He abode 2 days, and I'm not going to get into this whole part of the story, but He abode 2 days in the same place where He was. He didn't move. I want you to know that we're to have faith in God, but we're to have faith in God's timing. Just like we sang tonight that you're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in your timing. Do you know that? Do you know that sometimes that seems hard to trust God in His timing? Sometimes I feel like God's offbeat. Because I'm ready to dance or I'm ready to go and I don't hear that. I'm not on the same timing. I'm not in the same moment at that moment that God is. But sometimes there's moments where God's just holding on and saying, just wait a minute here. But then there's sometimes where that God asks you to get into a ship and there's about ready to be a storm. Are you kidding me? Come on, tell someone, you're kidding me. He knew there was a storm coming, and He asked me to get into a boat that a storm was going to present itself to me. Are you kidding me? I want you to know that we have to trust Him and have faith in His timing. Amen? So listen. It says, and now, He says, and we got to see that. We got to find the glory. And it says, and then after that, saith He to His disciples, let us go to Judea again. Again. And I want you to know, that, see something here, that Jesus' timing is perfect because you say to yourself, how come He didn't go right away? But I want you to know that God was presenting Himself and giving these disciples some history for what they're going to go through. We got to look deep into this moment and see, God, Lord, You're awesome. We have that opportunity to see the story from hindsight. And how that God was presenting Himself to these disciples. And to see that we have to trust Him because He's faithful. Even though it doesn't look like it, He delayed His coming. He delayed that moment. But I want you to understand something. This is what's so powerful for us to see. He was teaching them something here. And He said to them, and He says, and Jesus answers, are there not 12 hours in the day? And if any man walk, see, because, wait, let me go here. His disciples said unto Him, Master, the Jews are late, sought to stone you, and you go there again? See, listen, death presented itself to Jesus. Say timing. They literally were coming after him, and the Bible says, it declares here, it says this, and it says, and therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hands. What the enemy sometimes, listen, when we trust God in timing, God will get us out of things we can't get out on our own. Come on, amen? He'll present himself to us to get out of the situation as we walk with him. So here he is here. He's telling his disciples, we're going back to the place that, remember where they were going to kill me? You don't have to remind me because I know. I know that place. It's a scary place. They don't like us. They don't like Christ and they don't like Christians. So here he is telling them, but I want you to go because I want you to see this. He said this. He says, and this is what he said, are there not 12 hours in a day? And it sounds odd that when he said this to them, are there not 12 hours a day? But I want you to get this. If any man walk in the day, say walk in the day. See, he's trying to show them something. He's trying to reveal himself to them. He's showing them to give me glory, not your situation. Come on, amen. Are there not 12 hours in a day? Come on. And he says, and if any man walk in the day, say, I'm going to walk in the day. Here it is right here. I want you to get this. He says, but he stumbleth not. He won't stumble if you walk in the light. Tell someone, you won't stumble if you walk in the light. Listen, I want you to know that there's times that we stumble because why? We get out of the light. Come on. We get out of that moment. We get out of that rhythm with God. We get out of that moment with God. And he says, because he seeth the light of the world. He is the light of this world. Next verse. And he says, but if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Next verse. These things he said. These things he declared to them. I want you to know that Jesus, before he was going to reveal, raise Lazarus from the dead, he was presenting himself and he was declaring something. I am not afraid of death. Come on. I'm not afraid of death. You need to know that I'm not afraid of darkness because I'm the light. He was presenting him, them, to self, to these disciples. I want you to know that God's always presenting himself, whether or not I see it or not. And if I don't know he loves me, then I'll never see it. Because that's the beginning of it. I came to God because he first loved me. So I gave my heart to him. Amen? Listen. And it says, because he stumbles. And I wrote this down. He says, he's not fearful of darkness. He's not fearful of time. See, I want you to know that, see, Jesus, if he had ran, the moment they said, you got to hurry up because he's dying. If Jesus would have ran, oh no, I got to go because I'm controlled by time. Mm-mm. He has no beginning and no end. Come on. He is the God who was, who is, and is to come. He wasn't fearful. We are controlled by time. Come on. It controls us. Come on. It causes us to stop and move and have an end and have a beginning. You have a date of birth. That's when time began for you. And you have an end of time. But I want you to see this and understand that he has no power. So when I'm in him, come on, I'm in life. I have no time. It doesn't control me. It doesn't empower me. But he said this, and he says, he's not fearful of darkness because he's a light. He's not fearful of death because he's life. He was presenting here this whole time. He's revealing himself. Here it is. Here's a flashcard. I'm light. I'm not afraid of darkness. He's giving them these cues and these moments. How many times have God given us moments and times? He's revealing himself to you. He's showing himself, giving you ways to glorify his name and not your problem. Come on, amen. He's showing us ways to glorify him. And what are we choosing in those moments? I'm not afraid of these things. So walk with me. Let's go. I'm done. I'm losing some weight. I'm gaining 4 pounds. It's about ready to go. Amen. Be gone in the name of Jesus. But listen. And it says, you go all the way down. And it says, and then the disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Sometimes he has to tell us directly because we just don't get it. We have those moments. We just don't get it. And he says, well, they're sleeping. He says, we should be okay. He says, no. Listen, this is what Jesus says. He says, but if he sleeps, and that's what they said. And then Jesus said, Lazarus is dead. He's not alive. He's dead. Say he's dead. And it says, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." That you might believe. Come on. This is the intent of it. That every situation is for you to believe that he's God. Come on. Listen, I want you to know that problems happen in our life, and those are things the enemy wants to use for you not to believe in God. But the problems he's shown here, that listen to me, these problems, you can glorify my name in seeing it cause you to believe in me more. It'll cause you to believe in me more. It'll give you intent to believe. So what he was doing, he was giving them a place of persuasion. It says that they would believe. He would give them that moment that they were, the persuasion, that they were persuaded to believe that he was God. Of who he was. Amen? See, God wants to do that, but I want you to know that's the thing that sometimes we've got to be careful with. John 20. I'm almost done. We're going to take communion. Amen? Listen. John 20, 19. And this is what I want you to get, that we can't stay closed up. We got to be at a place where that we don't always have to be persuaded to glorify God. We don't always got to be at a place where that we have to be convinced. I asked God, Lord, am I at the place where I feel like you have to convince me to follow you? I honestly feel that sometimes the church is at that place. Where that God is always trying to convince us that he loves us. I believe this. I really do. I believe with all my heart. That we're waiting. God, if you did this, if a revival come, I'd serve you. Or God, Lord, if you raise the dead, Lord, I would serve you. I want you to know that, listen to me, I want you to understand something, that he's still God. That we got to understand that things that we want, things we want to see miracles. Amen. You desire to see miracles. I see miracles. Why? Because I believe in God anyways. But that the point is, he's showing us that it feels like convincing us. Just like all through the Bible, you can look through these moments where he was showing the disciples. It was like he was convincing them to love him, to serve him. How would you feel that if all the time, if for 20 some years of marriage, that all the time, how hard would it be for me to convince my wife that I love her all the time? So I want to be at a place with my relationship with God that I feel like I know that he don't have to convince me. I love you. So I want you to know there was a man named David. He said, if you forsake me, if you reject me, if you smite me, I will never leave you. I love you beyond my situation, beyond my problems. I love you more. I will glorify you above anything that I go through. I love you more. Come on, hear me. Amen? I love you more. But I see this. I see that he's at this place, and this is where I get this from. He says, and then the same day at the evening, he just died on the cross. This is after Lazarus rose from the dead. They've seen it with their own eyes. So I want you to get this and know that, listen to me, it's not just at that moment. There has to be a decision within my heart that I serve God. Because there was people there, right here, that he had to convince again that he loved them, that seen a miracle, seen the dead rise, but yet they were still at a place where he was convincing them that he loved them. We got to get past that moment. The church has got to get beyond that point. That we got to... I just want us to get this, that I come to worship God tonight just because I love Him. Well, it's just too hot, or if it's this, or everybody not might be here, everybody's busy. I don't have to worry about anything else because I'm in love with just Him. I want to worship Him for who He is. Come on, not for what I get. I just want to worship Him. I just want to bless His name. I just want to love Him. I want to be at a place where he doesn't have to convince me. Doesn't mean I don't like to see things happen. But I have to be at a place where that, Lord, I don't have to convince me. I love you. That there's a place in my life that says, God, Lord, I'm never, never going to not serve you. I'm going to keep serving you, God. Listen. And he says, in the same day evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, listen, this is... And I wrote, underlined this, the doors were shut where the disciples assembled. Listen, let me get this point. The doors were shut. They were locked. They were hiding in the midst of this for fear. This is the God that showed them how not to be fearful. This is the God that presented them, I'm the light of the world. This is the God that presented them that He wasn't afraid of death. This is the God that rose from the dead. And they were in a room waiting to be convinced. He walked through these walls. He walked through this situation. I want you to know that God loves you so much that there's moments in our lives that God will walk through the situation and you need to see Him for who He is. We need to see and realize that He is in the midst. And it says in Jesus, He says, and when the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear, came Jesus. He came and He said, and it stood in their midst. He stood in the midst. Listen, I want you to know that God will stand in the midst of your fear and present Himself to, in that moment, I choose what I do. God will present Himself to us. What do I choose to do in this moment? Am I going to be fearful in this moment? See, they assembled themselves with fear. What am I assembling myself with? What am I coming and assembling with? Come on. Am I assembling myself with fear? Or am I assembling with, I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to glorify God in this situation. I'm going to glorify Him. And I want you to know that, listen to me, we gather ourselves with people that we're determined to glorify God together. Not a problem, not a situation, no matter what it looks like. I'm going to glorify God. We're going to be in the midst. Listen, when Jesus was presenting Himself, and Jesus stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be still. I want you to see this in understanding. Jesus stood in the midst of them. I want us to know that Jesus was revealing Himself that you do not have to fear because I'm in the midst. See, when they recognized this, these disciples were going to get this now. They finally at this moment were going to, something in them was going to click within them. Sometimes we got to keep presenting, pursuing, keep running until it just clicks. Come on, amen. These disciples, even though they were frustrated, even though they kept going. Come on. They didn't have it all together. They didn't have it all down pat. He says, but they kept pressing on. And it says, and finally something clicked within them and they stood in the midst. And there He was. He says, peace be still. You can assemble with fear, but I give you peace. Come on. You can assemble yourself. Come on. Like a transformer, you can begin to put yourself together with my peace and step out of the situation, not be locked in it, not to be bound, but you can break through and not break down. Peace be still. Listen, I want you to know that Jesus, when He was on the boat with the disciples, the storm came. This is powerful. They were in the storm. And I want you to know that they didn't go to the other disciples to find peace. I want you to hear this and know that I can comfort you. But true peace comes. So I want you to know that when somebody dies, when somebody, you lose somebody, when somebody's sick, I can comfort you. But I want you to know that the only one that can give you peace is Christ. The only one that can give you peace is Christ. And at that moment, the disciples, they went to Jesus. And Jesus spoke to the situation, peace be still. That I choose what I go to. Listen. Are you ready? Could you go get the kids, get them up here for communion? I told my wife I'm going to write a short sermon. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Listen, then Jesus said unto them again, He said it again. Listen, I need to be at a place where I hear Him. I want to hear Him the first time, but I might need to hear Him again. I might need to hear Him again. Glorify my name above the problems. Let there be peace. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let the peace that I have to you get beyond what you understand to be real. And let my peace go before you. He's the Prince of Peace. Come on. He says, peace be unto you again. He says, and as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. I want you to see this, that Jesus was declaring them something. He was showing them something, that which is in you, I send you to declare. I declare you to break out of this thing. I declare you, that I want you to walk through people's walls. I want you to step in people's midst and declare, peace be still, because I'm in you. I want you to set things right. Come on, amen? I don't want to always be convincing you to serve me, but I want you to convince people that I'm the right way. See, I don't want to spend all my time. See, Jesus spent all this time, and there was a woman that had an infirmity for 7 years. She was dealing with this issue. Can you say issue? How many issues do I have that Jesus is trying to deal with me with, that I don't let go, or I don't let Him heal me, or I don't let the peace of God pass through the understanding and get through and break through the situation, but I keep having breakdowns because of my issue? And what He was declaring, He was showing that at that moment, there was a little girl for 7 years, the same amount of time that she was dealing with her issue, there was a little girl that was sick, and she was seven. I want you to know that He interrupted her moment. He was going to her. He was going to her, Janie. He was going to heal her. But this woman with this issue interrupted. Say interrupted. Interrupted that healing, that moment. I want you to see something and understand something. As God's dealing with my, trying to convince me that He loves me, instead of I believing it and convincing others that God loves you. Because He's dealing with my issues, because I won't get past my insecurities, because I won't get past my problems, that I glorify more than Him. Somebody say amen to that. Listen. Let the peace of God rule your heart. And He said to them, He says, and He said this, and peace be unto you. Matt, you want to go ahead and... Listen to this. And He says, peace be unto you. And when they had said this, He breathed on them. And it says, and they received the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. What He was saying was this. He says, I want you to know that I want you to be a breakthrough and not a breakdown. I want you to break through people's walls. I want you to get past the barriers. I want you to understand that I've given you the power to go to people and understand that God has forgiven you. That God loves you. There's no more walls of separation. There's no love that is for you that's greater than what God has for you. And present that. Amen? But that's what He declares to us. So I want us to understand, I want us to grab this in heart, but what am I glorifying? Let that settle within our hearts. That I can get over my issues, that I can know who God is to me, and I can present that to others. That's what's been problem with the church. Is God still trying to convince the church that they're the answer, that He's empowered them to set captives free. Amen. Would you stand with me? Come on, hallelujah. Lord, we thank You, God. We thank You, God, Lord, that just like tonight, dear God, Lord, we've come. Just like You've presented Yourself to us, dear God, with Your body. And with Your sacrifice, to God, Lord, that was made upon that cross, that I don't have to be broke down, but I can break through. Lord, that I can partake of You, God, Lord, and I can glorify Your name with my life. And I can bless You, God, Lord, with all that's within me, that I don't have to be overcome, but I can be strengthened from the inside, that I can speak to my situation, peace be still. That's the God that presents Himself to us. So tonight, dear God, Lord, we receive this in the power of Your name. We honor Your name for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let them out. Hallelujah. I believe that what's held back miracles from presenting themselves to us is this right here.
is that what we do is we present to everybody what we don't believe in. We know everything that we don't believe in. But that doesn't matter. We need to know what we believe in. We need to know who we believe in. Come on, because it goes over the situation. Everybody can stand in churches all around the community can say what they don't believe in. But I want you to know that doesn't matter. God wants you to know who you believe in. He wants you to know what you believe in. He wants the church and people out in the world, they need to know what I believe in. And His name is Jesus. He's the only one that can cause peace in the situation. Not on all the things that I don't like this, we don't like this. No, it doesn't matter. They need to know what I believe in. I believe that He was. I believe that He is. And I believe that He is to come. I believe that He's the God that causes the dead to rise. I believe that He loves the rejected, the left behind, the weak, the weary, the broken, the hurt, the lame, the sinner. That's what I believe in. And I believe that He won't forsake you. And I believe that He'll never leave you. That's what I believe in. I want you to know that will change people's attitudes. Change the course they go in. I need to know what I believe in. If I don't know what I believe in, I'll fall for anything. But if I know, I'm convinced from the bottom of my feet, my new shoes, to the top of my head, you're God. You're God alone. Nothing can come against us. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You, God, Lord. I pray tonight, dear God, Lord, that, Lord, even in this midst of this crowd right here tonight, You stir something within us. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, there'd be just a convincing within us that, God, Lord, that we're just enlightened tonight, right now. Right now, God, Lord, that we're quickened, God. Forgive us, dear God, Lord, for being in a place where You have to convince us. But, God, Lord, I pray that I'd be at a place that I know without a shadow of a doubt that everything within me, and that I assemble myself with You. In Your name we pray. And everybody in this house, hallelujah, say, I'm blessed. And I'm highly favored. In Jesus' name. Come on, give somebody a hug. Bless somebody. If you don't know somebody, go bless them. Come on, break out of your walls. Go bless somebody in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What's your name, young lady? Nice to meet you.
Everyone going to Kennywood, please meet me in the upper room so we can go over everything.
Let me repeat it. Jim, if I make me like any magnet, my name.